AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A federal appeals court in St. Louis issues a stay to block President Biden's plans to cancel billions in federal student loans. The Republican leaders of a half dozen states filed suit, that action previously dismissed by a lower court judge who ruled the states had no legal standing. Tens of millions of people have applied for student debt relief.
The vast majority are applying on their phones. And it's easy. It's easy now. Less than a week, just close to 22 million people have already given us information to consider this life-changing relief.
Some 43 million people were deemed eligible. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol has subpoenaed former President Donald Trump to testify before November 14th. Last week, committee co-chair Liz Cheney said they wanted to hear from the key player.
There is no defense that Donald Trump was duped or irrational. No president can defy the rule of law and act this way in a constitutional republic, period.
The AP Sagar-Meghani on what could happen next.
Trump could comply with the summons. Other options include negotiating with the panel, announcing he'll defy the subpoena and going to court in a bid to stop it, or he could simply ignore it. The panel wants him to testify under oath by November 14th.
Longtime Trump advisor Steve Bannon ignored the committee. He was sentenced today to 4 months in prison after being convicted on two counts of contempt of Congress. Another Republican, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, has asked the Supreme Court to step in to allow him to not testify before a special grand jury in Georgia investigating election interference by the former president and his political allies. The grand jury wants to hear from Graham about his phone conversations with Georgia's Secretary of State after the 2020 election. This is AP News. Authorities file murder charges in a young boy's THC gummy death. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
A Virginia mother has been charged with felony murder and felony child neglect in the death of her 4-year-old son. Authorities believe the boy ate a large amount of THC gummies. Dorothy Clement's son was reportedly found unresponsive on May 6th and was taken to a hospital where he died 2 days later. Toxicology results showed the child had extremely high levels of THC in his system. The mother said she thought she had bought CBD gummies, which cause no high, but said she didn't know that the gummies she bought contained THC. The Food and Drug Administration warned last year that products containing Delta-8 THC have not been evaluated or approved by the FDA for safe use in any context.
A suburban Chicago man pleads guilty to driving under the influence of cannabis in a street racing crash that killed two college students last year. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?